It would be difficult, and indeed, it is not allowed for me to describe the contemplative and penitential life which Galgona led for the space of a year, less 2 days, wherein he remained until his holy death. Yet, what was received by God we do know, for the graces dispensed by his intercession produced the swift and constant devotion in the hearts of the people inspired by heaven towards our saint. There were many other signs of divine favor as well, of which, but this is neither the time nor the place to go into them just now. The brevity of his penance should not surprise us, since the Lord granted equal wages to the workers that came to work in the vineyard at the last hour of the day as to those who went early in the morning, and who showed us the piety of the father of the prodigal son, that a true repentance, a firm hope, and a burning love disarm promptly all its penalties. That God knew how sincere were the first years of Mary Magdalene, and sent her back affectionately justified. He is the only just appraiser of our merits, the only searcher of hearts, the only exact distributor of thanks, and we have to adore his infinite justice and mercy, and thank him for what he has so freely imparted without our own merit, and recognizing that it is only through one's own fault that he fails to bear interest for those talents that each individual has received. Galgona, meanwhile, increasingly became more fervent in the rigor of his penance, both in fasting, which the locality forced, since no food could be found other than roots and some wild fruit, as well as in the rigor of the climate, since he began to make his home there on December 1st without any shelter. He suffered the instant deprivation of any comfort of all pleasure and all human company. These were no small sufferings, since need ought to afflict the flesh very much, and particularly in his person, which until then had lived in the midst of comfort and solace. The evil seducer thought the disgust of such a harsh life could encourage his evil designs. To set about removing Galgona from this place, by making the comforts and friends he had left behind appear in his imagination. At other times he brought to Galgano's mind the difficulty of continuing among so many deprivations, striving sometimes to scare him with vain terrors, which increased the loneliness and sadness of the place. It was always in vain, because the grace of the Lord preserved him in every such encounter. For God comforted him with a lovely miracle of four oaks bending over him, weaving their branches to shelter him far more comfortably than the shelter he had made for himself. Thus God willed for Galgona to remain in order to confound and destroy the evil adversary. Seeing that he could not win this way, the enemy of mankind began instead to attack Galgano's conscience with respect to money and goods that he may have appropriated unjustly during his earlier life. The evil one made it seem to Galgano that it would be a good thing to go back to Quesodino and work at acquiring the needed goods to return everything out of justice. Having anything left, he could remain and distribute it amongst the poor. It was seemed likely to the devil that having once again returned to civilization, Galgano would be loath to return to his penitential life. Since Galgano had already abandoned all cares and had firm trust in God, he was waiting for the means therewith to accomplish this restitution without leaving the place of his retirement. With the grace of God, he avoided this new and most alluring deception, dressed up in the most honest of appearances, and he remained waiting for the right moment with firm faith that the propitious moment would arrive in short order.